The Three Hostages by John Buchan. Read by Peter Joyce. Side One. That evening, I remember, as I came through the mill meadow, I was feeling peculiarly happy and contented. It was still mid-March, one of those spring days when noon is like May, and only the cold, pearly haze at sunset warns a man that he's not done with winter. The season was absurdly early, for the blackthorn was in flower, and the hedge roots were full of primroses. The partridges were paired, the rooks were well on with their nests, and the meadows were full of shimmering grey flocks of fieldfares on their way north. I put up half a dozen snipe on the boggy edge of the stream, and in the bracken in Stern Wood I thought I saw a woodcock, and hoped that the birds might nest with us this year, as they used to do long ago. It was jolly to see the world coming to life again, and to remember that this patch of England was my own, and all these wild things, so to speak, members of my little household. As I say, I was in a very contented mood, for I'd found something I'd longed for all my days. I had bought Foss Manor just after the war as a wedding present for Mary, and for 2.5 years we had been settled there.